Preach it, sister.
Why does the new black?
But you know what? There's a lot in common with Montreal.
The Betty.
Yes. It's a big deal, you know? And you know what? Okay, like, it makes sense. It makes sense to eat fatty, salty, starchy food if you're chopping trees down all day.
Yes,
it makes total sense.
If you are working all day, then it makes sense. If you are working a desk job, then no.
That's the whole problem. But, you know, the French Canadian diet, I mean, it's made for people who work hard. You know, but the problem is I'm still French Canadian, but I'm not, you know, it's been a while since I chopped down a tree, you know?
Well, there was a book, I don't remember it, the White Niggers.
Well, here, tell you what, Susan, would you ever want to make condiments? Like, if we do up like a, French, we do a big work day of making jam or something, and everyone has to get their jars, but we all like do it here in the workshop. Yeah.
I've never done it, but it's delicious.
So the thing is, here's what the thing is.
I want strawberry jam.
What I would need is, if we're doing that, I need someone to take and grow these plants. Pick them. I'll clear out the space. I'll get the material needed. But you know what I'm saying? The gardening and the recipe.
Or, for this year at least,
yeah,
we can
buy organic strawberries.
Not even. We can go to Marty's place and pick the field strawberries.
Ah,
before he mows them and then sells the strawberries and realize he didn't pick them.
Okay, sure. Yeah, and raspberry too. We get here too.
Yeah.
We get a lot of berries. We have blackberries.
We have blackberries too. Like we could probably.
So if I said some of you say, you know, we get a bunch of, you know, mason jars or whatever,
yeah,
and you know.
I was looking up mason jars this morning because looking at plastic alternatives. Unfortunately, most of the mason jars to help be green are plastic, because they're reusable and they're suitable and waterproof and all that, which means plastic. But if you're trying to avoid plastic in anything that can be encompassed with food, then really your only option is either really expensive steelware, like $33 a bowl kind of thing, or mason jar.
You know what my mom used to do?
What?
Sealing wax?
Paraffin.
Okay, yeah,
of course. Paraffin is a petroleum product. Yeah. Paraffin wax is still a petroleum product. So if it's beeswax, then yes, it's all natural.
The problem with beeswax is that it's bees.
Yes, it's a problem.
But that's...
Paraffin wax doesn't.
But that's,
it's a petroleum product.
But I mean, mason jar seals, they're reusable, aren't they? Or is it
they're
one
metal.
Time?
They're reusable, yes, but they're metal. The typical mason jar seals, both the normal and the wide, opening are metal. Yes, there's a coating underneath, I think, maybe?
I know there's rubber. Yeah. There's rubber around the edges.
Because when I clean the ones that Al uses, it's all metal. There's actually no rubber there.
There must be a different one.
It probably depends on what brand. I think those are Bernardin.
Yeah, usually they have that kind of feel, like,
yeah, because there's the top part, which is metal and usually has a rubber coating underneath, and then there's the metal part, which just kind of screws down.
Yeah.
But usually the flat part has a rubber or plastic underneath it. So if you're trying to avoid plastic entirely, making jars not make sense.
But you know what? What you can do is just even just do it in the mason jars that you have.
Oh, yeah.
With the peels that you have, even if there is plastic in it.
Yeah, cause you're because avoiding you're avoiding more plastic.
Yeah, and because and you're going in the right direction.
Yeah.
And it's going to, and just even the fact that you're getting people to make some jam for themselves is already cool.
Well, I'm thinking plastic jam, like thinking with leftovers. Instead of putting them in plastic Tupperware, if you want to avoid plastic touching the food, is the direction I was going with that. I was away for 3 hours going ahead of someone. So I started going, let's go plastic free! And started researching it.
But that's it. We have all the mason jars too, right?
Yes.
That's the thing. And so easily...
You and Pazla could be taking your lunches in mason jars.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's
rather than Tupperware. And then I wouldn't have to wash the damn Tupperware. Although, regular lid mason jars are harder to wash than wide lid. Just saying.
Regular lid, okay.
So there's two different openings, regular opening and wide opening.
Yeah.
Regular opening, I can't get my whole hand into. The wide opening, I can.
Okay. Well, we have those brushes on sticks. You can always just do like...
Plastic.
Hey?
They're plastic.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're avoiding plastic, it's...
Well, the thing is we first wear them down to the point that, you know, have to...
I know,
yeah.
But...
Replace and...
I
yeah.
Go and get new.
Definitely plastics that leach, I would definitely want to avoid. And that's why we recycle most of, like, really...
But, like, if we try to stop using the Tupperware and instead use glass or metal...
And we have all the jars for that, yeah.
I know. You
heck,
do
we might even...
Already.
Yeah. So, what I'm saying is we should set some dates. And so maybe we have to buy vinegar or whatever those raw materials, but you know.
Vinegar in bulk is a good idea anyways because it's one of the greener.
So there you go, cleaners. Yeah, so basically, you know, that's where I'm saying, you guys, you know, if that's something you can organize, let me know what needs to, you know, if I have to buy vinegar or stuff like that.
Well, you have to buy it in bulk.
But we've got the, of course, but we've got the materials, we've got.
But also figure out what else goes into ketchup, what else goes into mustard, what else goes into...
I probably could find it again. I mean, I've looked at it.
One thing we should do is we should talk with Al on what's being grown in the garden. Because there's salads, there's a lot of stuff with nettle that could be looked into.
You can pickle it.
Now, pickling takes salt, though, right?
Depends. Do you use vinegar or brine?
I would rather use vinegar.
Why? Oh, sodium content. I prefer brine.
Yeah, I know, but that's it. I prefer brine, too.
You've never tasted my dad's pickles. They taste amazing.
No,
no. They are done in brine.
I do believe you. I love brine, except health-wise, it would be very bad.
Well, not necessarily,
because a lot of the, like sauerkraut and stuff like that everybody's, like, really gaga about because it's really good for you, it's cured with salt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kimchi, cured with salt, remember?
Yeah, no, yeah, that's very...
But also, not only that, but we need a certain amount of sodium in our diet.
Yeah.
That recommended sodium intake for the Daily Value Health Canada thing, that's the minimum.
And you know, it doesn't actually hurt, it depends, like what I do is, if I have salty ingredients, I'll add the salty ingredients and then you taste it afterwards. And a lot of times you don't need to add salt. There's enough salt in whatever ingredients.
Oh, for sure.
Also,
all the processed food, like
cook with unsalted
butter.
Easy
to get a lot of salt. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, but I'm even saying things.
Marty.
Even things like fish salt.
Yeah, butter for sure is good.
Has salt in it.
Yeah.
You know?
But like
I wouldn't be able to cook anything without fish salt.
Whenever Marty cooks anything, he uses a combination of oil and unsalted butter. It's, I don't know if it's a French or Italian, whatever. Or if it's the way he learned. But he uses a combination of about a teaspoon or tablespoon of oil and then about the same amount of unsalted butter. And anytime you cook with butter, it's unsalted butter. So that if it needs salt, you add salt after it. If it doesn't need salt, it's good. And he doesn't have unneeded amounts of salt.
Yeah, I never add salt to food now. Like, there's no... Well, that's it. So, I mean, if there's some pickles, like, mind you, yeah, it's cutting down, but I would do a vast majority using vinegar, because, you know.
The problem is not having enough sodium is worse than having too much. the health nuts who don't get enough sodium in their diet are having worse health problems than the people who get too much sodium.
Mm. Well, it's always been a valuable element in the diet.
Yeah.
Well, that's
we
very,
need
yeah.
It. It's just like we need fat. We need all the elements that we've got.
Yeah.
It's just we're overindulging in the ones that make us feel good in the moment.
Well, the other thing is, it's not like we're eating salt pork.
Yeah.
You know? It's not like we're eating salt pork.
Or we're eating, like, cod.
Yeah.
Salt cod.
You're not just eating salt beef by itself and then not washing it first or anything.
You know? I just say it. There's a lot of really cool... Or there might be a lot of pickle recipes that use a combination of
pickles. Coyotes are out there.
What?
Coyotes. So anyway, sorry, you were saying?
Wow. This reminds me of being in St. Anthony's time. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you see them across the street from my house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it wouldn't be hard to find a relatively healthy recipe for ketchup and mustard and other condiments that we could put in mason jars with the, unfortunately, that mason cap thing. $20 a pop. So that thing, the mason top with the cap bit for the infusing, $20 each. American.
You're talking about the circle that's replaceable, or?
The circle with the cap bit.
Was this so that you can,
so that you can do the dressing.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Just the regular thing is like $1.50 for six of them. But to have the specially made one with the infuser tap bit.
What's an infuser tap look like? Yeah, I'm not sure.
Think of an oil bottle.
Okay.
With the thing that goes like this in the lid. If the lid is here, it's got a tube going like this.
But you only would need one or two of that.
For every condiment you need.
For an infuser? Okay, so the serving, okay.
Yeah, so you need one for your ketchup, one for your mustard. Well, okay, not ketchup and mustard, but like dressing, salad dressing, oil, vinaigrette.
That's when you just use gravy, you have porcelain pours for that.
Well, then you're dirtying more dishes, and as a person who does dishes, I'm not okay with that.
But you're talking with, wait, so if you're talking about having a dressing stored in a mason jar.
Dressing. I'm not talking about stuffing. I'm talking about salad dressing,
yeah. So you're talking about a dispenser
vinaigrette.
Type. Yeah, vinaigrette.
So if you store it in the mason jar, they have these special lids. They're $20 a pop.
Okay.
They're basically dressed, their vinaigrette lids, infuser lids is what they're called, or the mason cap. And $20 US each, plus shipping.
What can you use instead of that?
I haven't found anything.
Eh?
Sorry?
A spoon.
Yeah, a spoon
is worth. Well, that, okay, yeah, true. There you go.
Yeah, or, well, it depends what you have in there.
Turkey baster.
Yeah, actually an eyedropper would work really well. But, like, if you have herbs in an oil, and you don't want the herbs to come out, and you just want to get the oil out, infusing, is what this is meant for. Then you don't want to be using a spoon and getting all the herbs. You want to be able to get just the oil.
Screen. Yes.
So that's what this kind of thing is for.
So then you strain the oil.
Yeah.
Through a strainer into
a
mason jar, and then you use a spoon.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best way.
There are cheaper ways to do this, but not.
Yeah. Or old soy sauce, if you just want the oil, old soy sauce, but.
Yeah.
Or reuse those. Like, basically at this point, it's like some certain things won't leach as,
Well, are you looking at reusing or reducing plastic?
I could do both. But right now, there's a cost factor too. So right now I'm like, well, if I have the materials, I may as well use them.
Yeah.
To a point where, hey, if I can get the $20 dispensers, great, I'll get everything. But for the meantime, I have these things here.
Mm-hmm.
Get what I can. Like I said, plastics that leach very fast, I want to get, kind of avoid.
Well, I really want to avoid those Tupperwares, because I mean, I clean them and they smell still like tomato sauce.
Oh, tomato sauce is awful. I hate the smell of tomato sauce.
I hate tomatoes. And I have to do the damn dishes. And every time they just put tomatoes.
So are you saying, though, like, for washing the dishes, are you... Is it because washing the dishes or using the Tupperwares? Because, I mean, it's mostly me and my brother that use them.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
No, I know. Well, first off, we don't microwave them.
No.
You know.
But you still have food that goes into the pot.
So, yes. No, finding a set of glass Tupperwares, that would be, you know, like
Lots
I said.
Of
them. Yeah.
Walmart.
Oh, hey, I'll put that on my Christmas wish list then.
There's the plastic lid, but the entire bottom
is glass. Yeah, and they've got those, they're at Canadian Tire, actually.
And that's actually what Phil and Laura recommended for making kimchi, is the lock and lock.
Yeah, definitely. They were talking about those units. How much?
And they're not that expensive.
They're like what, $15?
For a set of three or four. Well, like $10 for a set of three for lunch.
Oh, hey guys.
Howard, do you think you'd be up for getting
some? Okay. Hey, Barney, can you drive us? Is there room for three of us?
Oh,
you're heading to the house now? Or
have to get hard.
Okay. Okay,
I'll meet you there.
House? Okay.
No,
well, here,
I want
to talk more with you about these
Tupperware.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
That's why I asked.
Well, that's an easy thing to
I mean,
care.
If we can talk about, you know, reducing...
That's definitely... I'm glad you're saying that, because I'm not a big fan of the Tupperware you guys are using. There are alternatives to it.
Yeah.
Definitely, so...
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, Sue?
We will meet you at the
trailer. I'm just getting the fire down and...
I'm cold and I want a tea.
Oh, I know. Hey, no, go for it, guys. Go for it.
Hey.
I'll be seeing you all soon. If you...
Wow.
You heading out soon?
I'm going to sleep because...
Well,
for one thing, my sister called me from Toronto.
Okay.
7:30 this morning.
Yeah, I saw you on the phone. What's up?
Oh, second cousin of ours who, mom's side of the family has a lot of Jewish folks, and this guy's a rabbi.
Okay. Night. Well, I'll see you guys.
The thing is, there was an article back in about March. I showed it to your dad. Your mom is going to see it. Al's going to see it. Maybe you should, too. There's this Rabbi Chaim, in English, Hyman Mendelssohn, named after an uncle. And the thing is, this guy was given a lot of money by Harper's government. And the money was never used.
Good night,
for
Howard.
Good night. Now the thing is, they gave us that money to fix, quote unquote, a community center. Okay, he gets back a good chunk of the money, except $50,000. Still on account for, and the amount that they said, they in media, it was only $1 million. I, as I explained to your dad, was in the room. The amount was considerably more, and it was Harper who insisted on this basket getting it. And then this guy goes to my sister Patricia, my girl on Jimmy again, and he's asking them for money. And a couple of his cohorts are asking them for money. And that's what he called me a couple of times today.
So this guy's asking for money?
He's been asking everybody for money. Him and a couple of other of these rabbis. One of them, his congregation had a place of worship. They had this building on a street. It had held 1,000 people. Now the congregation owns the place, but this other rabbi goes and sells the building and the land under the noses. He got access to the title, the deed, sells the building, then comes to me. 33, I guess you remember, Golden Charity Casino, Nathan, Ontario?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Oh, well, back in the 90s, we had this.
Well, have a good night.
Well, he had these rolls and cherries in the casino. And they had the license. So that was where I fit in for that. But many times when I wanted to be out here on a weekend, I had to spend time halfway across the province to get those video licenses to basically have poker nights and casino nights and whatever. Mm. I also had to cover liquor licenses.
Actually, I was going to say, if you're heading back to the house, sorry for the tangent, but I was just thinking, would you be able to put this in the snack bar fridge? But make sure the fridge is sealed. It has a tendency to
open, I know.
Yeah.
No, but like I said, that's why I'm fed up with these guys. The second cousin, these two other idiots who are distant relatives, ironically enough. So.
Well, hey, you can't choose family, right? Can't choose family.
Yeah, well, I wish I could have.
I hear you, buddy.
I mean, I'm glad my sister trusts me enough to tell me what's going on. But there again, I don't like these guys telling her how she can and can't dress. And I don't like the fact that they're snarling at her because she's got some tattoos.
Oh.
They've also snarled at Stuart for his tattoos, which I paid for and got into a lot of shit for. How can you allow him to do this? Look, he feels comfortable. He wanted it. He couldn't afford it. I paid for it. No, shut up. Your mom has no problem with it. From what I see, it doesn't... It's like, Stuart has tattoos? Really? Didn't notice. Same with your dad. He's a great kid. What are you talking about? Tattoos? What tattoos? They see it. It's right there. It's on his arm. These guys... So... like I said, I'm glad you called me. I told her if she feels the need, she can call me. I can't call. I've got to get a different... I'm still looking into either getting a tablet or getting a different cell phone than what I'm using. But this thing here, okay, they can get me. I can't get them. I can't get anybody, basically. But
hey, who is your provider?
Public Mobile.
Okay, you have, what are the features on this guy? You have the,
DLG, right? It's similar to it, it's, UMS.
UMS? Okay, so it's got everything. That's your, where your stats are, shopping mall, setting. You can play movies, okay. Internet. Let me just check something, actually. You might have Wi-Fi ability here.
No.
Internet, though. Is there any settings that come up?
Unfortunately, they can get me, like I said, but I can't get them. That's the thing. That's what it is. Thing is, Public Mobile will not set up like that.
Everything. Log. Where's the... I want to see... Okay. See your Public Mobile. I'm looking for anything that would do... You ever wanted... I don't want to turn this on, the browser. No. Would anything happen?
Not much.
Oh. Oh, there we go. Hold on. Let me see if I can... Advanced.
Basically, I want you to turn it off, which that's... I asked them, so what's the point in having it? Oh, we're saving you money. No, we're not.
Sorry.
No, it's cool. No problem.
I can figure out. Yeah, so your phone would not probably be able to, but the fact you can get online. I was game testing. This was the height of the technology at the time. For some phones, like the lower end phones.
Yeah.
Can I check multimedia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've got a camera. You know you take the camera?
Well, I sometimes have used it, yes.
Oh, you have a card.
Oh, there is a card, isn't it, for what it's worth.
What? Can't open it. Anyways, it's really cool. If you've got... But I think, what I can do is I think I have an old BlackBerry.
Oh,
do you like portable computers? Because it was pretty useful. I just have to figure out where it is. But I never had a mobile plan with it. Solid reason.
research in what materials, right? And so I'm going to be working with these. You've got a lot of the tools. We're going to look at sanding materials.
That is easy to do.
Yeah.
That I can tell you right now. To do it properly, okay, it's going to take an electric hand sander, proper grit paper, two passes, proper wood seal, proper stain. Done. Maybe give it a full day to dry per table, and there's a way to anchor them.
Okay, how?
Okay, you got some rebar?
We do have some pieces, yes. How many do you think?
Two should be sufficient, a third wouldn't hurt.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the shape of a triangle?
Yes.
Okay. One here, two here. A bit of concrete at the bottom to stabilize it. You don't need a ton of concrete. That's overkill. Don't go there.
Okay.
That much concrete will balance it.
Well, what is the size? How is it supported?
Okay, glad you asked. Metal strapping.
Okay. So how are they? So is there like a keepy or something?
You are getting the idea. Basically, what you do is at the base.
Okay.
You're gonna have barrel type things, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking of cakes. Yeah.
Kegs?
Yeah. Okay. So I gotta get more of these, but this is essentially what we're
okay. Here, on this side, that side. Just to make sure that it doesn't tip, put small railing around it, put supports at the bottom in the area where you've got the wood bars. It's not going to go anywhere. I mean, okay, you may, for safety's sake, if you want, you can bolt the external supports to the ground. Don't need to.
Okay.
You got the rebar, you got the concrete, you got the supports here, you got the supports there. It will not go anywhere unless you physically lift it. Something similar to a small forklift. And then you can put it back in place. If you move it for winter storage, you can put it back in summer.
How can you move it though? That heavy stuff.
That's what I said, small forklift. We can, they're easy enough to find. You can buy one very cheap.
I've got pallet jack on. lay them down.
Yep,
or water.
Water is one way of doing it, but no. It's
they'll weigh a lot.
Water evaporates a lot.
Or just stone. But yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, concrete.
Yeah. It's just a matter of securing it. And you got tables. I mean, right now it probably looks difficult, but no, it's simple. It's very simple.
That could be Gannon.
Oh, that I don't think you want to do, Taylor.
Yeah, it would eventually destroy the table.
Yeah.
But it would be cool to have a hole. Like,
that could be done. That could be done. That is easily doable. Down the road, if you ever decide to remove them and replace them with something else, you can always remove the rebar. That's something. If you decide to remove the kegs and these to replace them with something else down the road,
mm-hmm.
That's doable. It's not an impossibility.
Yeah, for sure.
So, everything is covered. Okay, you're going to use four of them under here, right?
Yeah, but how? Yeah, that's what I would do, but what would you
do? Okay. I would drill three holes in each and every one of the kegs. I would put the rebar underneath each and every one of them to secure it. That way, when you're lifting this in place, none of the kegs are going to tilt and fall over.
Oh, yeah, no, I was thinking of anchoring with you, like,
so,
but,
yeah.
Well, it's either that, like, you can fall concrete with rebar. I was just wondering if the weight, you're right, the weight of the concrete still won't be tipping, right? So, definitely, I was thinking one should be enough. No?
No. No, Taylor.
Okay.
Something this size?
But 4K, I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, if they're that size that you showed me, yeah. Yeah. Those? Yeah. Then it would be fine. It would be very secure.
Yeah.
Otherwise, not so much. I'm not going to let you guys do anything stupid to yourself. I'm not going to let you lose this place. Not while I'm breathing.
Good, man. Well, it's good. Oh.
Hey, look.
You got to put that power together with that.
You better believe it.
Right. And I mean, the thing is, we all have this is where I'll need, like, you know, now. I can now all those signs that are existing, I want to put them up, because I want people to start using the trails right away.
I hear you.
And then we can upgrade those signs. Like, I want to have them, but that will require someone. I want stencil work. Now, I can do printout.
I mean, if you have to, we could get some other stencils other ways. That's not an issue. That's not an issue.
Okay. One thing that we're looking at is M5, right? In the morning. Oh dear God.